This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
You're listening to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. We're speaking with Doug Stewart of AircraftLogs.com. Aircraft Logs is an all-purpose, all-inclusive logging program, an online system for keeping track of pilot hours and maintenance and all sorts of things. Tell us a little bit about it, Doug.
Well, we created Aircraft Logs several years ago, and we designed it in order to make it easier for the owner-flown operator. And what it does, as you said, it manages all the logbooks for the pilot, for the aircraft. It also handles all the maintenance records, the inspections. It even does the tax records and cost analysis.
Now, let's talk about the aircraft pilot logging first. So I assume when I sign up for this service, I get some sort of template that I can fill in my preferences, and then as I go forward logging time, I just basically fill in the blocks?
Yes, and actually it looks just like a paper logbook for the pilot when they log on, and you can keep all the information you need. In fact, you can be more detailed than your regular logbook if you want to, or you can customize it to be as simple as you want. The other thing that's now come out is we're tracking ATC radar data so that if you're flying IFR flights, those flights are captured for you.
And is that information automatically placed into the logbook?
Yes. What happens is our system logs it, so whenever the pilot comes back in and logs in the next time, it'll show him the flights, him or her the flights, that have been recorded since their last login, and they can add them to their logbook if they want to edit the flights with information like approaches or remarks or details. They can do that too.
Does the system offer reminders for currency and for medical, that sort of thing?
Yes. The system tracks the currency of any pilot on the system as well as the maintenance records for the aircraft. You get indicators when you're logged in that show you if your status is green or yellow or red, but also whenever those indicators change color, it generates an email to the owner.
Tell us a little bit about how it keeps track of aircraft maintenance.
The system has the full maintenance records of the aircraft on board or in the system. And then when flights are posted in the logbook, it advances the times on the aircraft and the cycles. So anything that is in the aircraft inspections, whether it be a single engine plane that would have an annual or a turbine aircraft that has a full inspection program, it's all tracked.
Of course, shops tend to make stickers and paper entries and pen entries into paper logbooks. Right. How does this interface with that?
A maintenance shop can go directly into the system and post an entry for you. If they give you a sticker, you can upload it yourself, or many shops will use products that can already upload their stickers into the system.
What about things like yellow tags and STC records? I assume that the owner then keeps track of that separately in his own files?
No, you can add those to the system as well. And in fact, when people bring us older aircraft to put on the system, we have another service where we archive all of those records and put them in the system for them.
And do they appear as scanned images?
Yes, they're scanned images. They're PDFs, so they're not editable, but they're also word searchable. So if you want to look up a part number or something like that, you can do that.
This would be a terrific advantage in a pre-buy, I can see.
It is. And we've had cases where people have their aircraft on our system, and when they go through their pre-buy, the shop that's doing the pre-buy logs in advance of actually seeing the paper logs.
Now, we should explain that this is a web-based system, but it does have the capacity to store individual records on a local computer.
Yes, it's web-based to make it simple and accessible from anywhere. It's also web-based because we do electronic signatures if you want to do that, and to have multiple users, it's better to be web-based. The pilot or the owner of the aircraft, though, can download all of their records at any point in time, all the reports that you can run. You can save them to your hard drive and open in Excel. And the older documents, you can also download those on your hard drive with a variety of different backup tools.
What is the cost of this system?
It's very inexpensive. For a single-engine plane, it's $29.95 a month for a base account, and then there's options you can pick. Depending on the type of aircraft you have, you can get whatever you want. $29.95 up to about $85 a month for owner-flown aircraft.
And the URL, I think, is self-explanatory?
Aircraftlogs.com.
Okay, thanks very much for speaking with us, Doug. You've been listening to AvWeb's extended coverage of AOPA Expo 2008 from San Jose, California. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.